Dunlap moves on. I'm Larry Brown, and this is the Sports News Minute. The Bengals traded Carlos Dunlap to Seattle on Wednesday. Dunlap had been frustrated in Cincinnati. He even put his house for sale after the team's loss on Sunday to Cleveland. The Cowboys released Dontari Poe and Daryl Worley from their defense, which had been terrible this season. There is some speculation that the Jaguars might bench Gardner Minshew after the team's bye week. They are off this week. In baseball, the Dodgers and Rays were both cleared to travel home after their coronavirus tests came back negative. MLB says it is looking into Justin Turner for defying isolation rules to celebrate with the Dodgers on the field after their World Series win. New York City's mayor reportedly is trying to block the sale of the Mets to billionaire Steve Cohen. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets are hiring former Mavericks assistant Steven Silas as their head coach. Daryl Morey is set to run the 76ers front office, and Sam Cassell is set to join Doc Rivers' staff in Philadelphia. The Clippers are expected to pursue Rajon Rondo in free agency. The Miller family reportedly is going to sell the Utah Jazz to a 40-year-old lifelong Utah resident who sold a software company. In college football, Wisconsin's game against Nebraska has been canceled due to positive COVID tests within the Badgers program. Texas lost a big commitment from quarterback Quinn Ewers, who is a top recruit in the 2022 class. Many think he'll end up at Ohio State instead. NC State and South Carolina agreed to a future home-and-home series. Three more Mississippi State players are expected to transfer as Mike Leach continues to clean house. You can visit my website, LarryBrownSports.com, for some more great sports coverage. While there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. You'll get the best sports stories emailed to you every day. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.